There's been an interview done with Robert E. Lee from
Greenville.
Yeah, 215 Robinson Street, Greenville, South Carolina. And this is August 5th, 1975, and it's about 11 o'clock in the morning. The interviewer is Lillian Emenheiser, and this tape is done for Youngstown State University. But don't worry about that tape. You'll just, anything that you think that you'd like us to know, just go right ahead and tell us. But when did you hire out on the railroad?
Well, I hired out, Lord, honey, can't tell you, but I do know that I hired out in train service in 1960, but I started 1911, I believe it was. I don't know what day it was, 1911, and I started as call boy, and then I went to school, and then I come back and went to, on the railroad. And my mother, reckon that's taken there?
Yeah, go ahead.
My mother tried to make a preacher out of me. And she couldn't make no preacher, so she decided she'd make a lawyer. Mm-hmm. Well, she couldn't do none of that. I just wanted the railroad. And then she found out that I wasn't going to take a college education. She put me in on my time as a machinist. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like that at all, so I quit that and went and got me a job on the railroad. I railroaded for, I was out there on the main line for 50 years, I reckon. Mm-hmm. And so...
when you hired out in 19, for a regular brakeman job, was
it? Yeah, 1916, I believe it was, 1916.
Was this on the main line when you hired out?
I was assigned as an extra brakeman. I mean, as a trainman. As a trainman, I was ordered as a trainman, and I served. Several years. I was promoted to conductor, and I was conductor from then on till I retired.
You started off with steam then, didn't you?
Huh?
You started out with steam engine.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, I stayed there with the steam engine. And first, I went to calling. I went to calling forever.
What did a call boy do?
He called the crews, honey. He called the crew. He called just they called like they called me on the telephone. But when I was in the mile, they come after me. But when you got telephone, well, they call you over the telephone.
But if you had no telephone, then
the... Yeah, when I was calling, no, I had to walk to everybody, but that was years and years ago. And I was just a kid, 12, 14 years old, and I called at night from 7 till 7 for $1. $30 a month. Then after I done that, I went on the rail. I went on the road, got a job breaking.
Yeah. Now what did you do as a trainman? What was the job of the trainman on the steam engine?
Well, I was, one more thing was a flagging and I was breaking too, you different things. But till I got promoted to a conductor, and I got promoted, well, I had somebody to take my place. When I was called and I was conductor, Lord, I don't know how many years, till I retired.
Well, now, where did you ride on the train?
Well, when I was braking, I rode on the engine, steam engine, and then when the things would come, I rode on the diesel. Then when I was promoted, I rode the cab. And when I was flagging, I rode the cab. And
did you?
When I started out, 35 or 40 cars was a train. Mm-hmm. But when I was running with it, had the diesels, 200 and anywhere from 150 to 275 was a train.
Well, when did the diesels come on the Southern?
Honey, I'll just tell you, I really don't know. I really don't know.
Did you work just freight?
Yes, uh-huh.
You never worked passenger?
Well, sometime I was, but my wife was a trained nurse, and I stayed on a car that run. I run from here, but if I went on the passenger train, I'd have to go to Atlanta, to Salisbury, from Salisbury to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And I would stay on the car to run so I could be at home. Mm-hmm.
Now, were all of the routes or sections of the division, did all of them originate in Salisbury and go to Atlanta?
Well, no, they had, we had different terms. Those on freight service, we didn't go any further than Salisbury to Greenville. But they didn't go any further from Atlanta to Greenville. See, they went to Atlanta, come to Atlanta, from Atlanta to Greenville, but on passenger train, they went through Greenville. They went to Salisbury. And we went from Salisbury to Atlanta on passenger train. Mm. Now freight train and freight service, we didn't get about 152 miles, you see. That was from Salisbury to...
Now why would they have the freight men work a shorter run than passenger?
Well, the freight men?
Yeah.
Well, that day and time, we 16-hour Lord get us there two or three times, making a trip for 100 miles, but there wouldn't get. But after we got to Eastern, double track was different. When I started out, though, the 16-hour law would get us.
Did they ever change that 16-hour law?
No, they didn't ever have changes. I don't know whether they changed it yet or not. They never work 16 hours now. It don't take a lot long. It don't take but 4, 5, or 6 hours to make a trip. Mm-hmm. It's different, double track, you know.
Yeah.
But when I started, well, that's when it was bad, really bad.
Is it different flagging a single track than a double track?
How's that?
Is the flagging different on a single track than a double track?
Oh, yeah. They pass one another on double track. Mm-hmm. Pass one another. They don't stop at times on double track. But single track, they'd have to take sides and let the other go by.
Mm-hmm. Are there a lot of sidings between... you work the Salisbury end of it on the freight, or did you work the Atlanta end of it?
I worked from Salisbury to Greenville. Salisbury to Greenville. And I worked from some on the passenger train from Greenville to Salisbury to Atlanta on passenger train. But and then I was on a short one too. Salisbury to Charlotte, I believe it was, but just a short run.
Freight run. Salisbury to
Charlotte.
Yeah. Now, when you were a conductor, what was your job as a conductor? What did you do?
Well, I kind of told the men what to do. I mean, you know, a little bit of everything. I done a little bit of everything. I was in charge of the train. The conductor is in charge of the train. A lot of people think engineer, but he isn't. The conductor's in charge of the train.
Did you have anything to do with the way the train was put together?
No, only not the way they put the train together at the terminal, and then we'd switch it out. If we had cars for Charlotte or Spartanburg, we'd set them all for sale. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any type of a sheet or anything that gave the makeup of the train?
I had a car book, you know. I had a book, you know, that told what everything, and they had a sheet of that to how the train was. We know how. And we had the way bills along with the car. All the cars had a way bill. If the hat was loaded, if it didn't, was it had to empty slip. But its tenure was in. But on card that runs, both of those were loaded cars on the card it runs.
Now, who did you pick up your orders from?
From the operator and the chief dispatcher. The dispatcher gave to them the operators. The operators would give me orders.
And are they the ones that you got your way bills from?
No, we got the way bills from the clerks down at the yard office. At the yard office, we'd get our way bills there, and then we'd get the train together. And if we had to pick up, we'd pick up a few, and then pick up what we had to pick up. And then if where the cars went, but most of the time they went through, you see. I wasn't.
In some of the railroads, the conductor's the one that kept the coffee pot going in the caboose. Was that your job?
No. If we want coffee, we put the bone there. And if he didn't knock it off, we'd drink it when it got. We had coffee at time, but we generally, sometimes we'd have something to eat, you know, pie, something like that. And when we'd have a lunch with us, take a lunch.
Oh, you carried your lunch.
Mm-hmm.
You never did any cooking.
I had a flame, and it did.
Oh.
He cooked. Sometimes he'd cook, but we didn't. Sometimes we didn't have time to cook. On the car that runs.
Mm-hmm. Where was it you put your coffee if you didn't get knocked off?
How's that?
Where did you put your coffee if it didn't get knocked off?
Most sat down on the floor or put it in the. We generally had a refrigerator, something you could put it in, ice box, and ice on the cup.
Did you carry mostly iced tea?
Yeah, in the summertime. Mm-hmm. We'd have, in the wintertime, we'd have coffee. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of difference now in railroading than when I quit than it was when I went to work. So we'd be anywhere from 12 to 16 hours make a trip, and sometime we wouldn't make a trip then. We'd have to lay over, take our rest, and then start out again.
Did they never send another crew to take your train?
Sometime, yeah. They'd take a crew after us. Most of the time they did. Most of the time they sent a crew after us.
Yeah, when they sent a crew out, did they send it from if you were going to Salisbury, did they send them down from Salisbury?
No, they sent them sometimes. They sent them to the closest place, Salisbury or Greenville, which is the closest. The closest place they'd send us. Don't you want more for cocoa?
That's interesting. You say that they, how many steam engines would they put on a train?
One steam engine. Sometime we had stokers too, you know, so long a time. But the fireman, we had a fireman that had to shovel coal when I first started. And then they got the stoker, had a stoker on the engine, and he did feed the coal, but then he'd have to keep it rigged down and keep the engine hot. Mm-hmm. But the stoker fed it until we got the diesel. Well, that.
Where did you take coal and water between?
And coal chutes with Charlotte and Spartanburg, and going north we take it to Spartanburg and Charlotte, and different places along the right away where we got coal. We had water. Different places had water tanks to get for the steam engine. Had water tanks.
Did they have the water tanks where they had the coal, or did they have...
No, sometimes they did. Sometimes they didn't have water tanks in different places, so they'd get water. The coal would last longer than the water, you see.
What size engines did they run out there on that mainland?
4800s. Well, I started out with 4500, then they got to 4800. Then they got the diesels. A lot of difference when I started than it was when I took the pension.
What's the countryside like? Is it mountainous or between here and Salisbury?
No, it is. One of my followers, he was on Ashford Vision. It was Mountain Railroad, and he was killed at Mud Cut 19-2. I was older than 19. My uncle was killed 19-2, and the railband was on the track when my engine turned over. The farmer didn't get killed, but my father did. He was hurt. The farmer was hurt bad, but my father was killed. And I was just a small child, 6 years old, I think. I was 6 years old when my father was killed. And I always wanted to go to railroad. And I wasn't satisfied until I went to railroad. And my mother didn't want me to go to railroad at all.
What railroad did your father work for?
Southern. Mm-hmm. It's the Asheville Division. That was going to Knoxville and through there. He went from Salisbury to Asheville, 143 miles. And that was most mountains to railroad. Mm-hmm. Railroad bender on a track and turned and they didn't straighten the rails. They didn't take it off him, but the father run into him. Was killed. And it turned over.
Yeah, they had a lot of bad accidents on
there. Oh, yeah, that damn time they did have bad accidents. Good gracious, life. They won't have some more there. You're welcome to it.
He's not a big poster.
Don't you want some more?
Not right now. Was that section of the railroad, was it the Southern Railroad?
Oh yes, it was a branch, was kind of a branch line of the Southern, was a branch line, but it went to Knoxville, it went running farther that way, as far as it did down this way. See, it's all buried to Atlanta, and of course after left Atlanta, different there, Southern Railroad, different places too. But from Salisbury to Asheville, and then to Knoxville, and then to Chattanooga, and all through there, that's kind of a, to the west, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is
south. There were some of those small lines that became part of the Southern, you know.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. Yeah. But he was an engineer.
Oh, yeah, he was an engineer. My uncle was, too, and my cousin was. He got his leg cut off.
Conductor, brakeman.
Yeah, he was brakeman. At that time, he didn't.
I guess that was one of the hazards of being a brakeman, was not getting out of those cars.
Yeah. And then doing the switching, too, on the ground. Of course, the conductor's on the ground, but he was seeing it was done. He didn't. After you get promoted, I don't know how long I was on there for promoted, but it was too long. Last charge of the train.
Were all of the men that worked on the train, all the brakemen and like that, were they all white Caucasians or?
Yeah, most of all, they had a few colored, few colored, but just a very few.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a very few that when I went on the railroad, but they got the hind colored fellas and colored farmers, but they didn't know. There wasn't no, at that time, there wasn't no, while I was on the railroad all the time, there wasn't no promotion to them there. No colored engineer or no colored conductor. But I think they all have.
Yeah, well, I knew there were certain positions that some of them held, you know.
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They were breaking it. When I went on the railroad, there were very few colored people could write or read, you know. That's been a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever work in the yard, switching or anything like that?
No, only coal. I never worked in the yard.
You never had to, what'd you do, bring your train into the yard and leave
it? Yeah, bring train in the yard and left it. We did set off at different places where we, they're like Charlotte and Spartanburg, we set off there, but that's all. And then we'd keep going. If we had anything to pick up, they'd have it. We'd pick it up.
Did you have any interesting experiences out there on the road?
Well, I sure did. I was hurt two or three times. I was switching and running in the cab at Salisbury, and they sent me to Washington under Dr. Shands. And I had a broken leg, and that's where I met my wife. And Dale Oil fell out of a freight car on me. And I was shook up a couple times in the cab.
What about the people you worked with? How were they?
What do you mean, honey?
Were they pretty good to work with?
Yes, oh yes, ain't no doubt about that. The Southern Railroad was a good company to work for, too. You read that?
Yeah, I saw your 50-year...
That's from the president.
Mm-hmm. Got a 50-year-old...
You seen those pins, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. They're very pretty. Very good. From Graham Clater here, president of the Southern Railway.
Yeah. I reckon he's about ready to retire too now.
Well, his brother has something to do with the North Fork Western too.
Yeah, I think so.
He's vice president.
Superintendents and all, train lights and all.
Did you ever have to, who accounted for an accident when there was a problem on the road?
Wait, what, honey?
Who accounted for the accidents? Did the conductor or the engineer or who?
Well, it means we had an accident?
Yeah.
Well, I never had a one to wreck too, but there was with different ones. I don't think that I was ever accidental or hurt.
You didn't have to go in for any questioning or anything?
No.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'll turn this off. Okay, first we're going to talk here about the yard setup. Now, as I understand it, on the Southern Railroad, a crew that worked in the yard could never work the main line.
Well, sometimes they hire it to the main, go to the main line, but they, when they hire the yard, they tend to stay on the yard till they get through, till they get ready to retire. And they would go as a brakeman and come out to get promoted, go to a conductor, or a fireman, go to an engineer, just like they do on the main line.
Now, what if, could he move from one yard to another yard?
No, they don't do that. They have, like they hire here in Greenville, they stay here. They hire in Salisbury, they stay there. Hire in Charlotte, stay there. Hire in Spartanburg, they stay there. They don't run from one yard to another, no.
And they can't move back and forth from the main line to the yard.
No, not unless they want to go to the main line. Some of them go to the main line, as far as they're concerned, but they generally go on and stay on the yard. A lot of them go to the main line. So the same way with the farmers when they were started.
Now, going back to this single and double track, now, you had, for single track, what'd you work under, train orders?
Yeah, mostly, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What were they like?
Well, they're just train orders, you know, telling you what to do, and have different meet orders, like meeting at different places, meeting another train, like I was coming south, where I'd be a train going north, while they'd give me a meet order, meet them at such and such a place. Single track, but after they got double track, and the lines up, everybody took care of the cell.
It all worked under signals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any trouble with the signals not working?
sometimes, very seldom, sometimes those have trouble with them, but they'd have somebody out working on them, get them through, get them fixed.
Did you know this? I think Mr. Jones, O.M. Jones, was he the signal man? Was he one of them that worked on the signal?
No, there's a couple engineer Jones, though. One lived right across the street over there. That's Burr. And then he had another brother that goes there. His brother retired, but it does across the street over here. He still works on us.
Who did you work with when you were out on the road?
Who did I work with?
Mm-hmm.
I worked with several different ones. I worked with different ones. Sometimes I'd have a flagman of 3 or 4 months, or maybe got rolled or something like that. I'd have a brakeman. I'd work with different ones. But I was a conductor, you see, and I had a crew. Where if some of them was promoted, you know, why they'd go to the same thing that I would do.
You didn't always work for the same engineer?
Ma'am?
You didn't work with the
same engineer? No, not all the time. No, different with different engineers. Different engineers.
Hmm. The term roll, that would mean somebody would come along and take their job.
What?
Roll.
Yeah, somebody's come along, and older they were, at an age on the railroad. Say, like a man come 1915, another come 1916, while the man come 15 was the oldest. It's like when I come in 18. And well, I think I went to work about Collins, Callboy, 1911 or 12, somewhere along there, just a kid.
Your years of calling, did that give you years of seniority when you went out on as a
No, indeed. When I went as brakeman, that's when my seniority started. When I went to breaking and run on that's when my seniority started.
When did the unions come into the railroad?
Lord, I don't know.
Did you have unions when you first went to work?
Yes. Uh huh.
What was the pay like when you first started out?
Well,
when you were a call boy, $1 a day, but $1 a night. But what about when you first went to work?
Well, when I went on the railroad, it was about $2 or $3 a hundred, 100 mile, and then you got to get raised there once in a while.
And you were working 152-mile run.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that would make you making about $4 or $5
uh-huh.
a run.
Yeah. Then I kind of got a raise there once in a while, but every couple of years, and pay a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Did you know an engineer named Dobson?
Yes, ma'am, I certainly did. Worked with him.
Mm-hmm. Say his father was an engineer.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Was he an engineer?
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh. They worked the same.
Yeah, same as I did.
You know, remember any of the other men that you used to work with?
With?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. Game of London, he's dead. And Klein, he's dead. And worked with Ike Ambrose, Charlie Gilmer. Oh Lord, I don't know how many. I can't call them all. And I worked with time with. You know, we'd meet on the road. I mean, go be called to go together. That's.
Did What'd you do with the cars that developed hot boxes and like that?
Well, we'd pack them up sometime. They did set them off. It got too hot, we'd set them off. Most of the time, we'd set them off.
Did you have any trouble with the yard crews when they made up the train not taking out?
No.
The cars that, like that?
No.
Who rode the back end for you? The flagman?
Yeah, the flagman rode back there with me, and the brakeman, the fireman, the engineer rode on the head end, until we got such long trains. And when we got such long trains, I'd ride the engine at times.
Hmm. Watch the train. What else could happen to the train besides the hot box?
Well, sometime it'd break in two, and break a knuckle, or sometime it turn or have a wreck, something like that happen.
Did you ever have a car derail in the middle of
the train? Oh yeah, I had several wrecks that derailed.
Hmm. What would cause a car to derail in the middle of the train?
Ma'am?
What would cause the car to derail in the middle of the train?
What would it do?
What would cause it? Why would
it? Oh, well, different things. At some time it would be a brake rigging down, or the track could spread, or something like that. Wasn't just exactly right. Hmm. There's lots of things could cause it, you know. But
Did you ever know, how did they keep the track in condition?
Yeah, they kept it good. They kept it, they always kept it just as good as they could when I was out there.
And who took care of the track?
The track people, track men. Track men worked on the track, laborers. And then they had a foreman he was tracking, and they had a supervisor. They all looked after the track, you see. And the man with the crew was taking work on the track.
Were those the Gandhi dancers?
Huh?
Were those the Gandhi dancers?
Well, there's different, I don't know what to call them that time, but they just worked on the track.
And eventually they got these big fancy machines in them.
Yeah, well, they had different kind of machinery when I was out there. I mean, that worked on the track, you know.
Well, when you first hired out, though, didn't they do most of that work by hand?
Yes, oh yes, yes indeed, they certainly did. And when I first started out, they done it most that way, and then they got better along all the time.
I was going to ask you, where are the yards when you go from Greenville to Salisbury?
Where are the yards?
Yeah.
There's a yard but there was a yard at Spartanburg. There's a yard a small yard at Gastonia, and then at Charlotte's a big yard. And then Spencer's, the next stop was the yard. Mm. That's where we end of our run. And when we're coming south on a freight train, the same way as Charlotte, Spartanburg, and
Spencer, and then Charlotte and Gastonia.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
And Spartan. Now, when you go down to Atlanta, where are the yards between here and Atlanta?
Well, I don't say there's not but one or two yards at Tocoa. There was a yard at Tocoa, and I think that's about all between here and Atlanta.
Tocoa, Georgia?
Yeah, Tocoa, mm-hmm. Georgia.
How many sidings? How often do they put the sidings in?
How many what?
How often did they put the sidings?
Oh, well, sometime it'd be a good bit, and then just according to where you'd meet the other man, when they sing a track. But we didn't have the sidings. You mean, well, there's different places where we'd set off cars, you know.
Yeah, but like the siding where you could, on a single track, where you could have a run around, you know.
Yeah, uh-huh,
okay,
yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Did they have any...
Where we meet somebody, meet a train, you know.
Yeah, how often did they have sidings? Was there any...
Well, there's different places, you see. There's sometimes 20 miles, sometimes 50, sometimes 30 and 40. Different things, different at that time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But after they decided was a thing of the past, after it got double track, only just one in the yards and places like that.
Did you have running orders that permitted you to go from one siding to the other?
Oh yeah, we had orders like that. We'd have orders all the way through, and then we had time card to tell you what to do and all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we had the passenger train. We'd have standing clear for passenger train.
Listen, who, once in a while, you'd have to call back to the dispatcher, right? Did you have telephones, or did you have to use
a
telegraph?
No, the operators. We had when we got diesels and stuff like that, well, we had, and then too, we had in the cab, we could talk to them and talk to the operator.
Two-way radios.
And dispatchers too, you see.
Yeah, you had two-way radios?
Talk to the engineer.
Well, now, before you had the two-way radios, how did you communicate back to your, to the guy that was giving the orders?
Well, we didn't communicate, only when we stopped somewhere and call him up some yard or something. That's the only way we could, you see.
You never had to climb a telephone pole? Or?
No. Might fall off.
Well, listen, I'll terminate this thing here. That's interesting. You know any interesting stories you want to include?
Do what?
You want to put any interesting stories on?
No, I better not.